Hello, hello.
Hello.
Welcome back. Diva with Grace podcast. I am Diva by name, not by reputation.
And I'm Grace. It's a popular him and I'm a popular her.
Well, hello, Miss Grace.
Hello, Miss Diva. Long time no see.
I know. LOL, wink, wink.
LOL, wink, wink. We've been working with each other the entire weekend.
This is day three.
Yes. Day three of Diva with Grace.
We're still friends. We still love each other.
Oh, no.
We have things to share, though. We'll get into it. We will get into it.
We worked like a very Diva with Grace themed event.
Yeah.
It was for Barbie.
The OG boss babe herself.
Yes, the OG boss babe. We decided that she is the original Kylie Jenner.
For sure.
And that's what we wanted this episode to be about. But then actually, there's so much going on. Like, Diva's manifesting all over the place.
Too much
girl,
manifesting.
Tell us everything.
So, because of this event that we were working, I booked out from acting. And that just means that I told my reps, for those that don't know, you just block out like, hey, don't schedule me any auditions. I can't work any jobs. Like, I'm scheduled out. And my reps are really good about that. They won't press me. And it usually doesn't go further than that. Anyway, so I booked out. Day one, we're working the event. It's like crazy because it was a free VIP thing with influencers. We'll get into that in a second.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, in the midst of the madness, I look at my phone really quickly and it's like, you have an audition. I'm like, okay, well, it has to be for next week. But I'm like, but it shouldn't be because I'm out of town next week. So I was getting nervous. I'm like, okay. I look at it. It was for the next day. And I'm like, that's impossible.
Also, can we tell everyone the next day was Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yes. The industry never sleeps.
A Saturday audition. One time Grace had a Saturday 8 p.m.
Yeah,
audition.
I had a Saturday evening audition. And listen, guys, I didn't go to that because it was like an implied nude thing. And I was like, fuck you guys. I was like, I am not showing up to an implied nude audition on a Saturday,
Saturday night.
That sounds like a date to me. So if you're not buying me a drink, then I'm not going.
Cocktails should be off. But anyway, so it's like, it's rare to have a Saturday audition. I've had them and I'm like, this is so no, but I looked at it. It was a straight to callback. It was a whole thing. And I'm like, I just felt stuck because I'm at this gig. I've committed to these people. I want to do right by them, but also it's a great opportunity acting wise, just because it's an opportunity, let's be honest.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay, what I'll do is, because it was in like the middle of my shift. I'm like, I'll take my break in the middle, go to this audition, come back, whatever. Next morning I woke up and I was like, it doesn't make sense because I'd have to, basically the audition was on my way to the Barbie event. So it just made no sense for me to go all the way to Barbie just to come back in traffic in LA. So I'm just going to get there early. I will get there super early because I'm like, if I'm at 11, maybe they're seeing people like at 10. I'll get there at 10. But I told the job that I was going to be late and the guy was super cool and flexible. I get there. I sign in. The security guy knows me because I've been to the office before. He's like, no one's here. Like,
oh my God. Yeah. And I'm like, a pit drops in my stomach for her. She's giving me the play by play.
I'm like, I'm early. She's like, yay. I'm like, no one's here. She's like, no. I'm like, I know. I'm like, okay. And I'm already
going to
tell the guy I was going to be probably 30 minutes late. So at this point I'm waiting. Someone shows up, but it's the assistant. Then the guy casting office, he shows up, but it's a callback. So I have to wait for the director. We have to wait for clients. So we didn't even mention
she got a straight to callback. This, you guys.
Which is exciting as an actor.
That's very exciting.
Because I didn't have to audition. They just come back. You meet the client, everything. So anyway, so I'm like, okay. Then the guy from the job, I was like, I should text him, just be professional. Like, hey, it's going to be later. So essentially I was showing up 2 hours late to this job. And I'm like, I hope I don't get fired because it was a really fun gig that we're about to talk about. And really good pay. And I just want to hopefully work with them again. So I was just like, it's a stuck thing. And I'm like, I don't really. So they're like, you're first. Don't worry about it. I actually walked the assistant. He had to go to Staples. It was like a whole morning. So we're just chatting, catching up. Because I know these people, this office, they like me and I like them. So we get back like, okay, Diva, you're ready. Just do what you did last time. I was like, I didn't do anything last time. And I was like, I'm not supposed to be here. Do you know what I mean? I was like, I don't know. So she's like, okay, you do this. So I had to hang up I'm at an art gallery or something, hanging up a frame. And the funny thing about that is I'm getting more into art history.
Yes.
So it was a weird synchro moment and then he wanted me to like in the audition, pretend like I'm painting a piece and looking at it, all this stuff. So I was really into it. So I show up, say thank you, show up to the event. No one even noticed because it was busy and Grace told me it was raining. So they weren't really thinking about me, stressing about me, you know, so everything always kind of works
out. It all like totally worked out.
End of the day, I'm say bye to Grace, again in my car. My agent texts me and I'm on a veil, which means that it's me and maybe one other person probably who are just up for the part. So it's just a wild, it was just a wild thing because I was going to say no. I was angry that I got it.
I was angry for her.
It's so inconvenient.
She booked out, you guys.
It's like, what's the point of saying no if people are not going to respect it?
Yeah.
And I was just going to say something to her. I was like, I'll say something to her later. And then I just was like, no, just go. Somebody just told me, just go. And so hopefully by the time you hear this, it doesn't shoot till December. So hopefully it's booked.
Oh my God. That's kind of actually amazing that it doesn't shoot until December because you're traveling, but also because you get to marinate in the greatness of it. It also could mean that you might be on a veil for a minute. I was on a veil for a job for 2 weeks and thought I didn't get it and then got it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. The waiting game is the worst.
Stay in this beautiful manifestational, like, positive.
Because I didn't even expect it was an unexpected thing. I'm like, it's a beautiful story to tell, though, because sometimes when things are meant for you, it finds a way. I could have just said no.
You could have just not gone. And you know what? That was a great lesson for me because when Diva told me last night that she was on a veil, I was like so annoyed for you that all of this was happening. I was like, what would I do in this situation? Like, I don't even know if I'd go to this audition because I'd be so pissed.
Well, we were talking at the event when I got there. I was like, what do I do, Grace? What do I do? She's like, I don't know. I was like, I don't know.
I know. I was literally like, I usually feel like I have good advice in these situations, but it was just, there were so many moving parts that I was just like, girl, this is a hard one.
I didn't know. So I slept on it because I'm like, I'll just go. And I just told my agent, I was like, I'll make it work. You know, I think it was the thing about, I don't like inconveniencing other people and I hate being inconvenienced, but I mean, who really loves that? And I was just like, this is gonna, and I committed to these people. It's the first time I was working with this company and I don't want them to think like I'm a flake.
I know, there were just so many moving parts.
You know, and I know acting's
more
important. But
it was also a blessing that I was there because I was able to do like,
exactly. She could,
I had her
facilitate.
Back.
Yeah. Girl power.
But I was able to distract.
Yeah.
Even work with Mother Nature and be like, girl, can you calm down? You throw some droplets of rain down here?
So thank you for that, Grace, for manifesting
the rain. Oh my God.
Do we want to get into the event itself? Because OMG, you guys,
we had so much fun.
It was super. I love Barbie.
It was really fun. And it was really like
so cute.
Busy the whole time. And it was like, you know, Barbie fans are so cool.
Yeah.
Did you know that there's like a whole like Barbie fan club? Like
of
people
course,
are,
I'm sure.
Yeah. And
where do
I
sign up?
You know, I was obviously thinking about Barbie the whole weekend. And I was thinking about how there's been so much Barbie controversy because, you know, she's like her stats, like her,
her build
has not changed very much. And, you know, we're getting to
diversity
a point
and
diversity and all the things. But this was really just about like the Barbie lifestyle and like we were selling like Barbie merch and stuff.
And so many different types of people love Barbie.
Yeah.
That's what's so crazy.
That's
for all
what
the,
was beautiful for me is I was like, oh my God, it's not just these, you know, like little girls and like, you know,
it was like men, women, old, gay, straight, black, white. Like
I mean, Barbie's
every
been
age
around.
Group.
She just turned 60.
She
was born
amazing.
In 1959.
Tell
I know.
Us more.
We just I did some research on Barbie last night, you guys. I was trying to find the similarities between her and Kylie Jenner. There are so many similarities.
Please please share, enlighten us. Cause
I mean, the one that I thought was the funniest was that, you know, Barbie has 7 siblings.
How?
And so does Kylie. I mean, including like all the half siblings and
like
everything.
The Jenners,
Kardashians. She might actually, have more.
Kylie may have more, but I didn't know I thought it was Skipper and there's like that little one, like
kid,
sister.
I'm not gonna even try to name them all.
You didn't have a list prepared.
I just
I'd have a list.
I know. Diva, that's why we make a great team because I never have a list. But and you do. But I do have fun facts.
Continue with the fun facts. Let's keep it going.
But you know what else I was thinking?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, Kylie Jenner's a real person. I mean, kind of. Is she a real person?
I think she's a real person.
I mean,
I think she's sweet.
She's more of a real person than Barbie is.
Oh, for sure. I mean,
be honest.
Let's at least give her that much credit.
She also has a million jobs.
Yeah.
So does Barbie.
Okay, one of the dolls, they had a display of some of the not famous dolls of Barbie's past, but just some iconic dolls. I didn't know that Barbie was a firefighter. What year was that?
I'm like, she, also found out that she's ran for president 6 times. And she's been in every,
don't give up,
every like division of the military.
Nice. See, that I'm like, I'm more familiar with. I was like, there was a firefighter Barbie?
I mean, yeah, wouldn't there be?
But why?
Do you guys remember my favorite? Okay, did you guys watch Life Size? We did talk about
We talked about
how when she was like, she gets asked what she does for a living and she says, it depends on what outfit I'm wearing. That's iconic. Like my favorite part of that movie.
That movie was iconic. There was a Life Size 2, didn't bother.
Yeah.
But
didn't bother with that.
It made no sense to me. I'm like, I don't understand why we just re-release things, but
definitely
I won't go off on that tangent.
One of Tyra's highlights.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, she was so good in
She's so good in that.
Also what I was thinking, we were talking about right before we started recording, is I was like, where are Barbie's parents? Like, who is Barbie's? Yeah, she has 7 siblings. Where did they all come from?
Yeah, that's like, if she has 7 siblings, like, where are they?
And like, is she overachieving because she doesn't have parents and she's trying to like get their attention? Where are Barbie's parents? Maybe that's the next episode. We're gonna
Does
do
anyone
some
have
research.
The answers?
We know who Kylie Jenner's parents are.
Yes, we do.
And
we've kept up.
They are also plastic dolls.
I'm so confused if you're pro the Jenners or not. I can't tell.
Oh,
at this point.
I'm not pro or against. I am just
in a state of analyzation.
I'm like, okay, how do we? Because that's where we're trying to figure out how to be a diva with grace. I'm like, Kylie Jenner is a billionaire.
Yeah, I call her Kylie Billionaire Jenner. Like, that's not that I've coined the phrase, but that's my favorite thing just to throw out now.
And she's like 5 years old. Okay, she's not 5. She turned like 21. Or is
I
she
think,
22?
Yeah, she's like 21, 22 or something like that. I actually went to Ulta the other day, and it's just so crazy. She's the queen. There's a huge display. And I went to 2 Ultas, so maybe it's different in other locations. Kylie's there up front. I was like, didn't Kim have something just come out?
Oh, yeah.
Kim was somewhere in a corner.
I recently
both stores.
Did. I recently did research on the net worth of like all the Kardashians.
For fun. Is this your Sunday nights?
I know, right? Well, I was thinking about it. I was like, how do they... Mm-hmm. Because I was thinking about how I compare myself to people around me.
Oh,
and I was thinking, who do they compare themselves to? They probably compare each
other. Well, probably compare each other to Kylie. Now it was probably to Kim.
Well, yeah.
And now it's like,
well, now
Kylie.
Kim. And I'm like, okay, but how far apart are they in net worth?
Mm, is it?
You know, like who's making
drastic?
Mom the most money? And you know it because Kris Jenner has all the Kylie products in her bio.
Yeah.
And then she has KKW at the very end.
Sure. And I'll throw that in too.
And she's, yeah. But Kylie's worth like twice as much as Kim.
Yeah.
Now
it's and this is
and
no
Kim is worth like slightly less than Beyonce, only
slightly
by like 50 million.
And this is no shade. I mean, I love that'd be my bank account, but just looking at the products too, the Kim stuff wasn't bad. It's just nothing. I didn't feel like I needed to grab anything. And then Kylie, the stuff I want, it was all sold out. So I mean, that just tells you right there. It's like, I'm
and
like, oh,
I
Kim,
think
this is
Kylie
cute.
Has a younger fan base who has their parents' money.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like Christmas, like, oh, I'm going to get my.
I just
my-
think Kim, I'm really more into like the skim stuff she's doing. I'm like, that seems more where she is. And it just seems the contouring stuff just seems so dated. I'm like, everyone has a contouring kit. So when she came
now
out with contour, I'm
one.
Like, but it feels so, and Kim's usually ahead. I was just like, this seems so behind.
She probably was like, why didn't I do this before? Let's just throw it in so that people have an option.
But I know it was different too back when she started, you know, it's not like she could just start her own makeup line. You know what I mean? Like she had to establish herself. So, you know.
Well, and Kylie was able to establish herself so fast because of Kim.
Exactly. No.
So how do we feel about that? Like,
I mean, as an older sister, if my little sister surpassed me in
The Kakondes or the Kardashians of Valencia?
Of Valencia.
So we really need
actually, I mean, but the thing is, if they're anything like my family, we wouldn't care. Like, you know what I mean? Like, truthfully, like we just, there's never been competition. We just don't. If one wins, we all win. And and that's just how I was raised. And that's how I am with my friends and everyone.
I
just don't really... It doesn't take away from anything I'm doing,
right?
You know, and if you can inspire, especially as being an elder sister, if I can inspire my sisters or like my young cousins or anyone to, they can do it because of me. That makes me feel good. Or even I went to an event with some of my friends from my old acting studio. I don't know if I told you guys that I used to work at my acting studio, and the girl that's my friend, it's the whole thing. Anyway, this girl that's basically has my job now, she thanked me. Because
you probably made it so much easier. Exactly. For her.
I kind of, I don't want to say I paved the way, but like, no, I kind of set something up like, hey, you guys, like maybe you should do this. And they actually listened to me, which is nice. Like I was heard after the fact, but that's okay. But she thanked me. And I thought that was just so nice of her to even, you know, mention that. And I'm like, but that's what I feel like we're supposed to do. And we mentioned it before, being like an expander for someone. Right. I have so many women I look to and people that kind of help me progress. And I just want to be that for other people. But anyway, so I wouldn't, I mean, if my sister had $1 billion, I'm like, I'd hope she like share a little bit of that pie.
I know.
I mean, that would kind of, you know,
buy me something,
start
honey.
Something. Yeah, I know. She better be buying me nicer Christmas gifts. Like that might start some trouble if she doesn't do that. But or what other Barbie facts do we have?
What other Barbie facts do we have?
I know she had so many siblings. I'm really going to Google
that. She
does.
She has so many siblings. She also has like 40 pets. Which also Kylie has a lot of pets.
That's
I did look into this. I looked into all the pets that the Kardashians have. And it's questionable. Mm-hmm. Like some of them are questionable. Like, are these their pets or is this like their assistant's pet or like, you know, whatever. But Kylie in particular has like a lot of rescue dogs.
Oh.
And I think she also has like a pig too.
Does she? Oh, I know an episode there was a pig. I don't know. See, they'll
and
introduce
Barbie
animals.
Barbie has like a giraffe.
Where is she keeping that?
In her
Malibu
Barbie
dream
box.
House. Did she drive it in her convertible? That would make sense. What the
yes. Oh my God. That would make so much sense. That's so funny.
Barbie. She's just so iconic. I don't know what it is to pinpoint what she does for people. She represents just so much.
She also, she was, so Barbie's parents, I guess Barbie does have parents technically. It's the couple who created Barbie. Mm-hmm. They created her based on their daughter.
Isn't her daughter Barbara or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard that story.
And then Ken, this was interesting to me. So Barbie and Ken are supposed to be romantic partners, but Ken was created from their younger son who tragically died when he was 50. There was no other.
This is so dark.
I know. That's really dark. But like, I do think it's interesting because I did not know that. Did you know that Ken was created from their younger son? And I feel like this might get a little bit dark, but I'm going to take it there anyway because that's where my brain's taking it right now.
I'm scared.
Rob
guys.
Kardashian. No, okay. I know he's still alive, but he's real depressed.
Yes. Are you?
And I'm just saying.
Rob Kardashian is Ken.
And
now.
He has like so many siblings, but like everybody always forgets about
this
Rob. Poor Rob.
What is this conversation?
I'm just saying.
This is amazing, Grace. Keep going.
I'm just thinking about you guys. I was doing Barbie research last night and Kardashian research.
I thought
she was
like, just
saying, so
like, her favorite color is pink. Like, I thought it was just fun stats.
Oh my God.
Did you know she's like dating her brother? Did she know that?
Well,
it's like the ancient Hollywood story of Barbie. I love it.
So young. This is my question. I didn't want to get too dark, so I didn't get too into it. But the fact that, I don't know.
That's like,
I don't know. But like, poor Ken. But apparently, okay, so they got, they were separated. Breaking?
Yeah, do you remember that?
They were separated in 2004, and then they reconnected in Toy Story 2.
What?
And they got back together. And then all of a sudden, they were back together in 2013. They were remarried.
Yeah, I saw. Do you remember that? I don't know if you were living in LA at the time. Was it about 10 years ago? Maybe. I don't know. They would have, when I would drive into work on Sunset Boulevard, they'd have billboards like, Ken, Barbie, take me back. It was like weird
stuff. Oh,
I do. I don't know if that was like around the country. It was just like an LA or California thing.
I think
thing.
It would probably just would have been an LA, California thing.
And I'm like,
thing.
What? I was like, they broke up. They're getting back together. It was a lot. And
it
that was
definitely a publicity thing.
But I was like, what publicity for what?
For Barbie.
I mean, I know.
I think Barbie kind of fell off.
When Bratz dolls came out.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, when like all the dolls started coming out, you know? I feel like people were like, I need more diversity. And like, Barbie's like,
which is understandable. But I'm like, it's so crazy to me. We put so much on. At the end of the day, it's a toy. I know she's iconic. And it's more than that for some people. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle.
She's a toy.
But it's also, I'm like, I was having this conversation with someone just talking about the art, all the art that I'm getting back into. Yes. All my art history loves. My love of art history, excuse me. But this podcast I was listening to, they're talking about, we sometimes have to remember not to put like our 2019 eyes on certain things and situations. And you have to remember, at the end of the day, it was like the, I'm not excusing like why there was no diversity, but I'm like, you have to remember it was like the 50s. It was the 60s.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
Not only was it the 50s and 60s, but she was created by a white couple.
Yeah. I'm like, what do they know? And what are they going to know about
her? And I don't think that they, you know, I don't think they had the intention of like, you know, being creating a
more
Barbie
than
army.
That. Yeah. Yeah. They probably just, here's the one doll that's supposed to be our daughter. And
right.
this is it.
And then they sold like, it was the highest selling doll. They sold like 300. I do know this number, 302,000. In like the first month or something.
Wow,
like it
crazy.
Was like the fastest selling doll.
Yeah. But it is good to see those different shapes and hairstyles and all that stuff. Like, of course, I encourage all this, but when people are like, oh, I hate Barbie because of this, I'm like, it's a, first of all, you hate Barbie. I mean, it's a doll. Like, what is a doll doing
also,
to you?
And there are other brands. She did evolve throughout the decades.
She
like,
had to.
With, she was always and similar to Kylie Jenner, you know, she like, she really showed us like what were the times doing, like
exactly
what hair color was in style,
froze
what,
and this,
yeah, it was always the hairstyle, a, the clothes, the even like how like her facial structure,
yeah,
like Kylie Jenner, I feel like she started the lip plump phase right now, like everybody's getting like. I mean, maybe she didn't. I mean, she definitely didn't start lip
I'm
plumping.
Like, Lisa Rana,
but I
maybe?
Don't. Right. But
not
like,
to call people out.
But I feel like now it's just a lot more widely accepted to get that done. Like,
yeah, I have friends
when you
that
look
do
at,
it.
When you look at like young Hollywood, everyone has their lips done.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like everybody had their lips done like 10 years ago.
Did
I felt like it was something different.
Ashley
like
Simpson
maybe,
or Jessica, one of the Simpson girls.
Or
I
if
know.
They did, they were made fun of for
exactly.
it. It wasn't like, oh my God, her lips
I think
look
it's just,
so good.
It's normalized. But I think also the reason why it is because Kylie looks good. Like I think before it was
amazing.
Taboo, people looked crazy. And I think it has improved her. Look, I'm all about
it's
whatever.
Tasteful.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah, she
whatever
hasn't
you're comfortable
overdone
with,
it.
Exactly. I'm like, do it. And even if you want to look crazy, that's on you. Like, have you seen some of these filters on Instagram, by the way, talk about
what? I've been, oh my God, are there lip filters?
They're crazy the way they make you look. You have to, I've been posting some of them. It's wild. I'm like, there are actually people that walk around looking like this. God bless them. If that's what you want to look like, go for it. I think it's better to be more subtle, you know, with everything.
You mean
but
like
that's
with
me.
The makeup? Like the makeup filters or?
No. No, it's like
of,
full on lips.
I don't
it's
fuck
like
with the filters.
The
oh.
crazy jaw and like it looks like people walking around West Hollywood. It's
oh, wow.
It's crazy. But if you want to do that kind of stuff, I say go for whatever makes you feel happy. I do
whatever
think,
makes you a better person yeah, I, in the world at the end of the day. If
I,
you're gonna feel better and
yeah.
in turn make other people feel
I just
better,
do feel
then
like
go
be
for
transparent
it.
And what I do appreciate that Kylie eventually confessed to it because she does have such young fans like I want to be like her, I want to do them. It's like, well, this is how you do it, you know what I mean? Just
yeah.
just to be like this is what I naturally look like, these are my natural lips, so like, you know, when people compliment me, I'm like, okay, thank my parents.
Yeah.
You know, but if it was if I had something done, I would be
tell
transparent
yeah.
because it's not fair, you know what I mean,
totally.
To just trick people into buying like lip kits and stuff saying oh
right.
I just use this liner or this lip plumper.
Yeah,
I'm like, come
you
on.
Have to be transparent,
yeah, especially when you have a young audience. But anyway,
yeah,
but let's get into, I want to talk a little bit about the actual event itself unless
yes.
you have any more gems to drop about
I'm
Barbie.
Sure I do. Let's just get into
the
it
audience.
Let's
okay.
get in yeah
speaking of diversity, wow, I should have known when you say trust your gut. When this woman approached our booth set up, we weren't even at a booth, whatever, we were at the event, approached us with a side pony, that should have been the first
oh,
red
yeah.
flag.
That was the first red flag.
She was so sweet though, she had her kids, and I'm just gonna, she's white, her kids are mixed race, okay, I feel like it's important to say that. We're chatting, she's sweet and cute, she's like, oh, I have my Barbie in my car, I should bring her and take like pictures. I'm like, yeah, it's a Barbie event, like that's completely normal. I was like, go get it. I encouraged her to go get her Barbie. You guys, she came back with two Barbies. One of them looked like her with a side pony. Okay. The other one was a black Barbie with two pigtails and some wacky yakky hair. Okay. Uncombed. And she took the black Barbie and was like, can you take a selfie with her? And I looked at her like, girlfriend. And I said, no. And, you know, and I get, because it is a work function. Not that I would ever, like,
no is a complete sentence,
be gross to someone anyway. But I was just like, no, no. I and that's okay. I'm not. She's like, are you sure? Because it looks like you. And I'm like, ooh.
I know. And then Diva was like, does this look like me? And I was like, girl, your hair is way better.
Thank God Grace was there. And I'm just like, lady, I was like, no. And then there was some other black girl. I was like, go ask her. That was working the event. Not a random black girl. It was like another black girl working the event. I was like, first, where do you even, how do I unpack
yeah,
this?
Yeah, where do you,
she wasn't girl, trying to be, it. I don't think she was trying to be problematic or anything like that. I was mostly offended by the two pigtails. If I'm being honest, I'm like, I don't know why you have a side pony and why your doll has a side pony and the black girl has two ponytails, two pigtails. It was just, it was a look and I was offended on so many levels. But
yeah,
I just said no, because no is a complete, yeah. And even because the work thing, which you try to be more accommodating, I feel like I'm less accommodating now as I'm getting older, yeah. Just because I'm like, that it was not like a situation I wanted to be in. I'm like, I don't want to be on someone's Instagram with like some crazy looking doll just because she's black. I'm like, yeah. That doesn't even, no. Like, if she had my kind of hair, maybe.
I mean, should but we like, really get into that? Like,
go for it.
Like, I mean, I was just thinking, I mean, just speaking of diversity,
yeah,
and diversity in the public arena right now, there's a lot of what, how do I explain this? There's a lot of like manufactured diversity out there.
Ooh.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Like, I think people, so, but keep going.
Like, this is us. This is not fucking us. That is not.
I'd
life.
Still like to be on the show.
Oh, yeah.
If casting's listening.
Sure. Fine.
I'm open to it.
Fine. Actually, I mean,
no, no, continue. No, seriously.
I just like, I, there's so much, you know, like all one race, all the other race, or let's have one of each race. Why don't we just be people?
Yeah.
Like, why don't we just tell people's stories? You know, why do we have to be like so political?
I know. And I get it. I get it because, but then on the other spectrum of it, when you're someone who's a person of color as myself, when you don't see yourself represented, you are, like the fact that we're being put in more stuff, I know it does feel artificial in some senses. I'm like, this doesn't, I don't know how you can say it doesn't feel right, but there's something about it that does seem like very manufactured.
Weird transition.
Yeah. And I'm like, this doesn't seem genuine and or authentic. Right. It doesn't seem authentic.
It's authentic, exactly.
But I understand why the push is happening and I'm happy for it. But my concern is more on the other spectrum where, like, I have friends who, I don't want to speak too much about it, but they are part of a women's comedy troupe, mm-hmm. We'll just say that. And they're so talented and they've been taking meetings and it's not going the way they expect it. But a lot of it's like now there's like the black lady sketch show and this and all blah, blah, blah. And like, which is great. But they're like, yeah, at the end of the day, like, but we're like just white girls
yeah.
in a group. They're like, they're not, no one's is checking for us. I'm like, oh, like now this pendulum has swung the other way.
But then part
of me is like, it's almost like, well, now you see how the other side
yeah.
feels. But then it's like, but can we just, what is that show? It's like Modern Love or something. It's like Dev Patel and this, these different couple story and Delbert Maroney's in it. But point being, I saw the trailer and I thought nothing of it. I'm like, oh, this looks interesting. And I guess there's some controversy. They're like, well, how come there's not more diversity in it? I'm like, oh, I was like, isn't Dev Patel? I'm like, oh, we need like, what do we just mean a black person? You know what I mean? I'm like, diversity
yeah.
just mean a black person
what does that
because
mean?
Because I'm like, he's a person of color. I'm like, is that not enough? Do we want it all?
Honestly, I feel like it depends who's saying it. Like, if somebody's saying like, oh, it needs more diversity, and I was saying,
what does that,
that
mean that we need more diversity? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, yeah, I'm someone too. I just put my friends and stuff, and my friends happen to look the way they look. You know what I mean? But that's different for me. But I do understand though. When you turn on the television or you go to the films and it's people that do not look like you. So when you see them in, as long as it's in a positive context, I don't think people really care. But at the end of the day, I just want the talent to speak for itself. And I understand why it's inauthentic, but I also understand the importance of it. It's
yeah.
weird. It's a weird, yeah. It's a tricky,
it's
weird.
We're definitely in a transitory period
for
right
sure.
now.
Yeah.
In Hollywood.
In the industry,
and I'm glad that it is getting more diversified. And that's usually what happens.
It has to.
Is it
to.
Like it does swing the other way?
Look at Meghan Markle, what she's doing. It has to. Or even Chloe, what's her last name? Hale. That's not her name. Is that her name? I'm sorry. She's playing the Little Mermaid. Like she got so much crap.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, at the end, she was a mermaid. It's not a real character. I'm like, were you guys really offended when people were playing actual people in history that weren't the right race? Right. Like, no one was up in arms when those things were happening. Right. Like, I need some balance when it comes to that kind of outrage.
Or even when, like, men were playing women in Shakespeare, like, only men were allowed to act, so they would play women.
I was just telling my sister, I'm like, I think about, especially being, like, an Asian person right now, which this sounds, I hope I elucidate properly in saying this.
What there's so many elucidate?
Just explain. Sorry. It just means like, let me just explain.
I know, but I love that word.
Okay. Oh, you said what is the word? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I said what a great word.
Oh, what a great word. My apologies. I'm like, there's so many Asian people now. And I mean that in the best way. Everywhere I go, there's like, I feel like I never saw Asian people and I see them everywhere. I'm like, I don't know where you guys have been hiding, but I'm so glad to see you. Not just in television or film, but
I'm so
glad
to see you.
In the world, because you know what I mean? I just feel like they're so because as a black person, I know that we're not represented all the time, but imagine being an Asian person. At least a black person could play a black person, even though, God, they're like a slave or housekeeper. I'm talking about back in the day. Back in the day, Asian people could not even play Asian people.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? How that must feel? It's like, it's wild. But I was just having this conversation the other day with my sister. I'm like, can you imagine though? It's like, I mean, obviously there's blackface and I know there it goes back. There's other things. We're not trying to get that deep on the podcast. But it's just, but imagine though, it's like, I was watching one of my favorite movies is Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yes.
And then you have Mickey Rooney playing. It's the most offensive display of racism I've ever witnessed or seen in my life.
And I'm so unaware though.
Like, exactly. You as a kid, you just watch it and then you're like, this is, it's horrific. So imagine being an Asian person and just, so anyway, I love all my Asian brothers and sisters. I just want to say that. Crazy Rich Asians, if you haven't seen it, amazing. That soundtrack, bomb.
I haven't seen it.
You still haven't seen it? You have to watch it. It's so good.
I also need to see, you know, the soundtrack is so good. I have so many feelings about La La Land and I haven't even seen it. Like,
I haven't seen it either. And like, I have feelings.
Fuck you, Emma Stone.
Yeah, that's mostly like, my feeling. Just kidding.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, I'm like an actor in LA and I like can't get a job. Really? Like, you fucking moved to, you did. Okay. Can I tell you some facts about Emma Stone?
Oh, I know some of the, but you dropped the gems.
When she was
Electron, like, super bad.
Well, and most people know this, but she, when she was like 13 or 14, she was like living in Arizona and she did this like presentation for her parents and she was like, I'm going to move to Hollywood and I want to be an actress. Don't you think I did that too? And no, my mom did not move across the country. She was like, okay, good for you. When you're 18, you can move out of the house and go do whatever the fuck you want. And but she like moved to Hollywood and she like, you know, she was a child. She didn't have to pay her rent. She didn't have to like do any. I'm obviously on a good one right now about I'm like getting really upset about,
fired. You are
I'm getting
fired
really
up.
Fired up about people like Emma Stone and Kylie Jenner and Barbie. I'm like, it must be nice.
It must be nice.
Yeah, you guys, I'm in the breakdown before the breakthrough.
We're still breaking down. It's all right, but you're here with us. We're here for you. This is a safe space.
Thank
to feel
you.
Your feelings,
but
and I think a lot of people can relate
like
to
that,
this.
I can't watch La La Land because La La Land is supposed to be about like what it's really like, and isn't that what it's supposed
it's
to be?
It's supposed to be. But
it's a fucking musical about what it's quote unquote really like in Hollywood with Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling.
Well, if you could recast it, who would you watch it with instead?
Me. Me and me.
Playing both
and
parts.
Diva.
Hey.
We would switch off.
We'd alternate every scene.
It would
scene
be a lesbian
be
relationship. It would That's be fucking amazing. Diverse.
That's very diverse.
It would Jesus. Be very diverse. Yeah. Not Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone.
I just feel like in the 90s too, were we talking about the show One World on here? I was talking to someone about this show. Like in the 90s, there was so much diversity. And it was just, to me, it wasn't called diversity. It was just television. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was no name for it. I'm like, why did they just lose that model? Just go back to the 90s model of sitcoms.
Let's just go back to the 90s in general. Music was better.
Everything. Oh my God. Let's talk about this Barbie event. They were playing 80s and 90s music.
It was great.
Bomb. The playlist is so good. But I used to watch like One World. There's like a show about this girl from the wrong side of the tracks gets adopted by this family. And basically the family, it's this white couple and they have all these kids, white kids, black kids, Asian, just So that's why it's called One Worlds. But it's weird because then she had a crush on her foster brother. And I don't know. It was a whole thing. Oh, she's like a teenage runaway.
It's like a Barbie
runaway.
And Ken situation.
It is. This is the original Barbie. This is the origin story of Barbie and Ken, guys. But
Rob. I feel like we might
Rob
need to.
Kardashian. Someone check in on Kardashian. Rob we before need to, Grace.
Somebody check in on him.
Grace is having a hard time. She wants to make sure
Rob's
okay.
Just send him a text message. Just be like, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I love your socks.
We love. Does he still make the socks?
I don't know. I hope so.
I hope so.
I hope he's doing something creative.
Me too. I hope everyone is.
Yeah.
Everyone's releasing.
Yeah, I hope everyone's okay.
Yeah. This is, oh my God, this episode is just wild. Was there anything else from the event that was notable? Oh, here's another notable thing. I want to keep it positive, but I always like to just, you know, guys, just here's another PSA from Diva. Entitlement. We must stop it right now. Basically, the event, people can purchase stuff, and then we were helping. We didn't actually do the work, but we were organizing the lines for customizing different pieces, and the customization was free. And let me emphasize free with a capital F. Okay, so when things are free, that means everyone and their mom is in line signing up. We had a sign up sheet. Everyone were going down the list, and this woman was kept checking back every so often to see where she was. I'm like, you're still here, and she's like, oh, but I'm from this place, and I drove from here. I'm like, mind you, you're at an open event, everyone's from everywhere. And I'm like, and I looked at her, I'm like, so are these people. She would just kept coming back with different excuses.
I've been here since 9:30 in the morning.
I'm like, every time you come, I didn't say this to her, but it's like, every time she came back, she dealt with me. I'm like, so I've been here all day too. You know what I mean? Like, she just basically, long story long, no, I'll keep it short. She just wanted to be moved up in line. And I knew that was her goal, but I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Like, no.
No.
And she's,
and
like,
she's a grown woman.
Grown. And mind you, you can only do...
And it was for her. The jacket was for her. It wasn't even for her daughter
or
anything.
That's true. I didn't even think about that.
She was acting like a child.
A child.
And then she wanted to speak to the quote-unquote manager.
The manager. Because she was talking to me. She's like, well, the lady told me this and it's been this long. And I was like, I am the lady. I've been speaking with you all.
Are you kidding me?
Everything. She said, well, how come the people after me, their names are crossed off? Because they didn't want to wait in line anymore. So I crossed their names off. Like, everything. And I just said, and I would look at her. I showed her. I'm like, this is as fast as a machine goes for embroidery. I'm like, this is as fast as it goes. And she just looked at me and I looked at her. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't. And when you're that old, like, it's just, no, you guys, it's just, I don't understand. And we said it like last week. Everyone's going through something. Be kind to people. Even if you're not really going through
especially
something.
Especially when you're in a situation where somebody's working an event. Like, are you kidding me? Honey, do you have a job? Like, or does your husband pay for everything? Because you are not acting respectful towards a woman who's actually working for their money.
Yeah. So eventually he was very appeasing and he was very democratic, the manager. And he basically just gave her like one of the gift bags or something.
Yeah,
and
gave her something for free, and then
she was happy. Exactly. And then
we didn't just give you everything else for free.
For free. Free services, and you're complaining and making a scene. It's just crazy. And then also, I know you had something because the first night it was an event with these young influencers, which was so crazy to see these 11-year-olds. I didn't know who anyone was, by the way. So I was asking people for their names, and no one was offended, but I really had no idea.
I didn't recognize
anyone. And why would I? They're 11. I was like, why would I know anyone? But I know you mentioned something with one of the dads.
One of the dads like slammed his hand down like, we've been waiting for, and I literally just looked at him like, are you kidding me, sir? Your daughter is standing right there. You're seriously gonna act like this in front of your daughter?
Yeah, it was just a lot. I mean, but truthfully though, those are the two instances that stood out. Overall, everyone was.
And then there were the two little girls who were like,
more.
Remember I told you yesterday, like the first night they would come up to me and be like, is my hat ready? And I'd be like, no, I'm sorry. And then they would go up to you and ask if the hat was ready. And I was like, honey, you just asked me. Like, she's not going to have a different answer for you. Is this what you do with your parents?
Yeah. That's what the little kids do. Like, well, I want the answer I want. But I mean,
I was just not like that as a little kid.
I was definitely not like that. We were.
Oh my God, no. If
I
acted like that, my mom would not take me anywhere.
Yeah. Well, you can never play your parents against each. I could never play my parents against each other. And that's the one of the main, not main things. One of the things I've taken from them as far as like when I'm a parent and with me and my husband is, you know, it's like, did you ask your father? You know, it's like, it's like, okay, well, dad said this and dad, you know, my parents are always a team. So we weren't running any type of game.
Well, that's good.
I know. We wanted to.
I just had mom. Mom pretty much let me make my own decisions anyway.
We are, yeah, independent woman now because of mom. You
know, I mean, yeah. Thanks, mom.
Thanks, mom. Thanks, but yeah, mom. But it was a fun event and I don't know. That's all I really have to say more. I don't have any more to say than that, I guess.
I know. It was super fun. And it was, and it did give me like a lot, gave me a lot to think about.
I did it.
With like, yeah, I've just been, you know, I was discussing this morning with my boyfriend on the phone. And I was just like, I do compare myself like to even Barbie. You know, like I compare myself to Kylie Jenner. Like I compare myself and it's hard not to compare and despair. Yeah. Because I'm like, Kylie, you're a child. Like I'm, you know what I mean? So anyway.
No, I mean, it's, and they're in our faces a lot. You can't get away from it.
And I like had all these goals. I was like, I want to be in Forbes 30 under 30. And like, why? Like, then where do I have to go from there?
Yeah. You can still be in Forbes.
I can still be in Forbes. I just will be over 30, I guess.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Even that makes me want to cry.
Why? I'm over 30.
I know. But like, I think I feel like when I was like 5 years old, I felt like I was like 87 already, you know?
It's a thing too. It's like, just don't put time restraints on things.
Yeah.
It's like once you start putting like age and things like that, then it gets crazy and just enjoy it. And you know, they all have their own things they deal with. She's a billionaire, but Lord only knows the issues she has. But we're good over here doing our own thing.
Yeah.
So you guys, you know, stay positive.
Stay positive. Love the people who are doing well because
And you do know. Your Barbie research, because apparently she has a crazy life that we didn't. Where is this Eat Your Hollywood story?
She
I would love to watch this.
Is an overachiever.
Apparently.
I wonder what sign she is.
Oh my God.
I didn't even look that up.
My God.
All I know is the year she was born.
You dropped the ball, my friends.
Well, I don't know if we could actually figure out her chart. I think we'd have to go back and ask her.
What would your guess be?
Sagittarius.
She had that ready.
So dynamic. She has so many jobs. She's so like, she's like fiery, but she's also sort of like neutral at the same time. She's like Taylor Swift is a Sagittarius.
Oh, so maybe she's a little bit Kylie, a little bit Taylor Swift.
Well, Kylie's a fire sign too. She's a Leo.
Okay.
I guess Barbie's probably a Leo.
A Leo? What do you guys
She's
think?
Really like in the spotlight all the time.
Let us know.
Yeah, we need to know.
All right, guys. I think that's it for us today.
That's it for Barbie, guys. And Diva with Grace.
And Diva with Grace. More shenanigans.
We love you.
All right. Thanks for checking in, guys. Until next time. Bye. Mwah.